This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. AP correspondent Karen Jamas reports on the latest from Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis after Israeli soldiers stormed inside.
Several patients have died in a southern Gaza hospital as oxygen runs out after it was stormed by Israeli troops. Mobile phone footage inside Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis showed lines of patients on beds in crowded corridors. In recent days, the hospital has become the focal point of Israel's ground offensive. Israeli troops, tanks and snipers have surrounded Nasser Hospital for at least a week, with food, water and supplies inside dwindling and fire from outside killing several people, according to health officials. More recently, the Israeli seizure of the hospital caused chaos as health officials said four people in intensive care died after their oxygen was cut off. Israel's military said it had credible intelligence that Hamas had held hostages there and that the hostages' remains might still be inside. I'm Karen Shamas.
Leading politicians, military officers, and diplomats from around the world will gather in Munich on Friday for a security conference that will be dominated by the wars in Israel and Ukraine, as well as fears over the U.S. commitment to defending its allies. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky are among the top officials attending the Munich Security Conference, an annual global meeting focused on defense and diplomacy. The United States does not see signs of an imminent war by North Korea despite incredibly dangerous activities in recent months and its refusal to engage in diplomatic talks with according to a top U.S. official speaking to reporters on Thursday. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. President Vladimir Putin said that Russia would prefer to see U.S. President Joe Biden win a second term, describing him as more experienced and predictable than Donald Trump. VOA's Rick Pandolea has more.
While Moscow strongly disagrees with the current administration's policies, the reasons for Putin's positive comments on President Biden are unclear. He is the more experienced person. He is predictable. He is a politician of the old formation. But we will work with any U.S. leader who the American people have confidence in. Putin's comments made during an interview with Russian state television Wednesday were unusual for Biden, a fierce critic of the Russian leader who frequently praised former President Donald Trump. Trump, meanwhile, tried to turn what the Russian leader said into his favor at a campaign rally Wednesday night, calling Putin's statement a great compliment. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Greece has become the first Orthodox Christian country to legalize same-sex civil marriage. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
Despite opposition from church officials, a cross-party majority of 176 lawmakers in the 300-seat Greek parliament voted in favor of the same-sex civil marriage bill drafted by the prime minister's center-right government. The new law recognizes parental rights for same-sex couples, but will not allow gay men to acquire biological children by using surrogate mothers in Greece, an option currently available to women who can't have children for health reasons. Supporters of the bill say same-sex couples will now be able to pick up their children from school, be able to travel, go to the doctor, or take children to the hospital. Same-sex civil partnerships have been allowed in Greece since 2015, but that only conferred legal guardianship to the biological parent, leaving their partners in a bureaucratic limbo. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A vigil was held in Kansas City last night, Thursday night that is, to support the victims of the shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl celebration that killed one woman, a well-known local radio DJ, injuring more than 20 others. Police have arrested two teens, but their investigation continues. Correspondent Bruce Morton has more.
Mayor Quentin Lucas says if the Chiefs win another Super Bowl, it might be better for a smaller event at their home stadium. This way, he believes security can be managed more easily. One person was killed and 22 people wounded when gunfire broke out shortly after the Chiefs left the stage at their victory rally on Wednesday. Security experts say large gatherings combined with the prevalence of guns can make for a deadly combination. I'm Bruce Morton.
As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.